Task 2. You will hear part of a program. Choose the option A, B or C that best completes the sentences according to what you hear and write it in the corresponding white box. Sentence 0 is an example. Now read the sentences.
Hello, I am a mom to a 9-month-old little girl named Mila. She's the love of my life, the light of my day. But when she arrived, I got hit with chaos and overwhelm and reality. So here are some of the realizations that I've come across and wanted to share with you. As a new mom, you will deal with a lot of new identity and exhaustion the first few months. I think around 5 months is when I found the love for myself. I just realized who I was. The realization of being a new mom sometimes takes a while to process because you change your whole life as soon as the baby is in your arms. So that was quite hard, but it is something that I like to think back about. You'll start to really appreciate you time. I like to take a minute every morning and enjoy a good cup of coffee while I collect my thoughts and plan out the day. And it now became one of my favorite daily rituals. Of course, your body will change because you are supporting another life besides yours now. So your time will be spent on many more different things, including your gym and workout time or your plan out for dieting. It might not work out very well right away. I find myself a little bit more and more getting into a healthier direction, but not worry about it too much. As long as I'm healthy, I find it to be more important right now. Another thing about your body, your hair might fall out. Mine fell out around 3 months or so after, postpartum 3 months. So I have to use like a lot of different products to even it out and to kind of push it back in so it doesn't stand like a crown. So your hair will fall out, girl. Sorry. Your music choices and your movie choices might change. It was quite weird for me to realize that, but I found myself leaning towards more like romantic movies and comedies now and country songs versus something like scary movies, thrillers. Now it's very hard for me to watch them. So that changed completely for me and now I'm a new person. Isn't that fun? Everything is going to be filtered through your mama heart. Yes. So every story that I now hear, especially if it's a bad story, anything that concerns children, I just start crying because I cannot imagine anything bad happening to my daughter. And as soon as I do even the slightest little thought about it, my mama heart comes in and I cannot deal at that moment. I don't know how to deal. I don't know if I will learn differently. I'm sure I'll get used to it in some way. You're gonna get so much advice. Wow. There are a lot of experts who know how to deal with everything, and while in some cases it might help a lot of times, it's just common sense, And you have to realize that it's up to you. Nobody will actually help you fully besides you. It's your family. It's your child. I've learned to adapt. You will never have a golden rule that just applies to everyone evenly. You really just need to adapt to your kid and just go with the flow of your baby. And I found myself so much happier when I just let go of the expectation of what I'm supposed to be doing by expert advice. So I found that I need to be helping her instead of changing her in the spot, if that makes sense. Because it's a person you're dealing with. I know it's sometimes easier said than done, but truth is you just need to feel for your baby's wants, not for what other people suggest you do, but whatever feels right for you at that moment, because it might change tomorrow as well, and that's fine.
Now, listen again.
Hello, I am a mom to a 9-month-old little girl named Mila. She's the love of my life, the light of my day. But when she arrived, I got hit with chaos and overwhelm and reality. So here are some of the realizations that I've come across and wanted to share with you. As a new mom, you will deal with a lot of new identity and exhaustion the first few months. I think around 5 months is when I found the love for myself. I just realized who I was. The realization of being a new mom sometimes takes a while to process because you change your whole life as soon as the baby is in your arms. So that was quite hard, but it is something that I like to think back about. You'll start to really appreciate you time. I like to take a minute every morning and enjoy a good cup of coffee while I collect my thoughts and plan out the day. And it now became one of my favorite daily rituals. Of course, your body will change because you are supporting another life besides yours now. So your time will be spent on many more different things, including your gym and workout time or your plan out for dieting. It might not work out very well right away. I find myself a little bit more and more getting into a healthier direction, but not worry about it too much. As long as I'm healthy, I find it to be more important right now. Another thing about your body, your hair might fall out. Mine fell out around 3 months or so after, postpartum 3 months. So I have to use like a lot of different products to even it out and to kind of push it back in so it doesn't stand like a crown. So your hair will fall out, girl. Sorry. Your music choices and your movie choices might change. It was quite weird for me to realize that, but I found myself leaning towards more like romantic movies and comedies now and country songs versus something like scary movies, thrillers. Now it's very hard for me to watch them. So that changed completely for me and now I'm a new person. Isn't that fun? Everything is going to be filtered through your mama heart. Yes. So every story that I now hear, especially if it's a bad story, anything that concerns children, I just start crying because I cannot imagine anything bad happening to my daughter. And as soon as I do even the slightest little thought about it, my mama heart comes in and I cannot deal at that moment. I don't know how to deal. I don't know if I will learn differently. I'm sure I'll get used to it in some way. You're gonna get so much advice. Wow, wow, wow. There are a lot of experts who know how to deal with everything, and while in some cases it might help, a lot of times it's just common sense, and you have to realize that it's up to you. Nobody will actually help you fully besides you. It's your family, it's your child. I've learned to adapt. You will never have a golden rule that just applies to everyone evenly. You really just need to adapt to your kid and just go with the flow of your baby. And I found myself so much happier when I just let go of the expectation of what I'm supposed to be doing by expert advice. So I found that I need to be helping her instead of changing her in the spot, if that makes sense. Because it's a person you're dealing with. I know it's sometimes easier said than done, but truth is you just need to feel for your baby's wants, not for what other people suggest you do, but whatever feels right for you at that moment, because it might change tomorrow as well, and that's fine.
This is the end of task 2.